oralkirurg nummer 4.
Then we introduced this new thing called bicortical anchorage. We actually perforated the sinus and we wanted to place the implant inside the sinus through the cortical of the sinus. And also we would like to use the cortical, the residual crest. So we would have two corticals, the residual crest cortical and the sinus cortical. That's called bicortical anchorage. Also, we would like to expand the bone, not to cut. So we would do something called underpreparation. We prepare the osteotomy at 2 millimeters and then we'd like to place a 4 millimeter implant. On the other hand, we'd like to do something which is cracking the sinus floor.